I always expect my ash making for Ash Wednesday to be loud. But so far, the sound has always underwhelmed. You would think, with all the different tools I use to make ashes, that loud sounds would be part of the process. I need a large metal coffee can, a bunch of matches, and a deep stack of dried palm fronds. I take all of this to the barbecue pit out back, and I have plenty of opportunities to make something loud. I could, for example, drop the metal can and listen to it clang and clang and clang as it rolled down the parking lot. And when I finally get to the pit, set up the coffee can, and stuff the palms into it, I should hear a loud whoosh as I light the extremely dry, extremely brittle, and extremely fragile palm branches. And since I'm lighting this fire outside, the everyday loudness of the outside world should show up too. The cars on Paskek Road usually honk. The giant trucks, as they drive by, rattle and rumble the building. And I'm always on the lookout for a low-flying airplane, making that dull roar as it prepares to land at Teterboro Airport. I even half expect a fire engine from the Woodcliff Lake Fire Department to stop by with its siren wailing, wondering why there is so much smoke coming from the grounds of the church. The ash we will use tonight was made in the middle of the day, during the middle of our everyday life. But in all, and my everyday life expects some kind of loud noise. But in all the years I've burned palms here in Woodcliff Lake, the loud sounds I expect never come. Instead, it's always the silence that surprises me. I don't know what it is about Ash Wednesday, but for me, today is a day filled with a very full silence. Even the loud sounds that I know will come, like the bellowing of the organ and the cry of a 3-year-old child, seem to be less intense than normal. When I prepared the ashes for today, the clang of the metal can bouncing on the top of the metal grill didn't disturb me like it's supposed to. And the pops and crackling of the burning palms was barely audible. And I found myself over the last several days falling into an old Ash Wednesday pattern for me, where I keep asking people to repeat themselves. Because even though they're speaking at their normal volume, the silence of this day keeps drowning them out. The sounds of everyday living, from ash making to cars honking to the music we sing, on Ash Wednesday, these sounds collide with a day that is already full. Because Ash Wednesday isn't just another day on the church calendar. Ash Wednesday is an interruption of our everyday expectations. And this interruption starts with the day itself. For one thing, Ash Wednesday takes place on Wednesday. It literally shows up in the middle of our week. And it's never the same date year to year. It can show up in early February or right next to President's Day weekend, or scoot all the way into early March. Ash Wednesday can even show up on Valentine's Day, which it hasn't done since 1945, but will do again 2 more times before the year 2030. Ash Wednesday this year has inspired reporters, theologians, pastors, and priests to interrupt their normal routines and have a little fun. They're busy sharing punny memes online, creating Lent-friendly heart-shaped candies, and writing a bunch of articles wondering if it's okay to eat chocolate on this first day of Lent. Whatever our expectations for what this second full week of February is supposed to bring, Ash Wednesday shows up, interfering and disrupting our normal routines. It inserts itself, almost without asking, into the busy school, work, sports, and life schedules we've already created. And when Ash Wednesday shows up, it does something a little odd. The day itself, I think, isn't trying to give us one more thing to do. Even though we're here at church, and some of us will have ashes placed on our face, we're not here tonight to just fill up our time with actions. Ash Wednesday isn't a day centered on what we do. You are here, but it isn't to do something. Rather, you are here to rediscover who you really are. Ash Wednesday interrupts the ways we fill up our time and our sense of self-worth by doing and doing and doing, and instead invites us to remember who and what we already are. And that Ash Wednesday proclamation is declared during the silence. Now, there are moments in today's service that will be silent. There will be pauses after the readings and space between the prayers. There will be times when the silence might feel awkward, and you might try to fill it either out loud or with thoughts racing through your head. But I invite you to hold off, accept the awkward feeling, and just let that silence be. Because that silence isn't empty. It's already full of words. And its words are centered in one sentence that begins with the word remember. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Dust, on its own, cannot live or move or make much noise. There's nothing that dust can really do. It cannot fill its time or run around doing all that it can to give it some kind of sense of meaning. When it comes to what is eternal, when it comes to what is divine, dust can't say much. Instead, dust can only sit in the silence and wait for a sound that gives it meaning. Wait for a voice that says it matters. Dust needs that word that says it's loved. Today, tonight, this Ash Wednesday, the silences we experience will be kind of a paradox. On one hand, in those moments, we will be confronted by who we are and our own mortality. And yet, at those very same moments, we will be assured of the eternal promise God gives to us. Whether you choose to wear the ashen cross on your foreheads tonight or not, all of us carry that mark of Christ. We carry this silent sign of who we are and who we belong to during every moment of our everyday lives. And in those moments when we are surrounded by bellowing noise, and in those other moments when silence is all we have, Jesus promises that you are known and loved. Your imperfections will not cause God to abandon you. And the promise of God's love for you doesn't end because of what you've ever gone through. It's through our connection with Jesus Christ that we learn to stop trying to fill up our lives, and we discover how Jesus fills us with his life instead. Ash Wednesday is how God interrupts our life right now to tell us that we are known, we are seen, we are cared for, and that we will be forever loved. Amen.